Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Opal Dragonfly, written by Julian Leatherdale and read by Rebecca McCauley. There it was, his tread in the corridor as her father passed by her door. Isabel assumed he carried his precious pistols in their velvet-lined case, tucked under his arm. She did not know anything about duels. Would Papa put on his dress uniform as he did for public ceremonies? He cut such a striking figure with those magnificent martial side whiskers of his, and the lavish trimmings of his greatcoat, with its tasseled epaulettes and campaign medals pinned to his left breast. She loved seeing him dressed up so splendidly. Behind her door, Isabel had almost completed her own transformation into a man. Her hair was pinned up beneath her brother's hat. It had taken three thicknesses of stocking for her slender ankles and small feet to fill out his boots. Thanks to William's slight build and similar height, she had no trouble concealing her womanly silhouette within his trousers and shirt. His cord jacket completed the deceit. But there was no room under these clothes for a corset, or the usual layers of feminine undergarment, and the lack of crinolines and multiple petticoats was, well, there was simply no other word for it. Exhilarating. Her body moved differently, even oddly at first, and then with an unaccustomed sense of freedom. She loved the feel of cotton and moleskin against her bare flesh. The sensation scared and delighted her. She was so wicked. Surely she would be punished for this sinfulness, and prayed for God to forgive her such unnatural feelings. Isabel had heard the salacious rumours years ago about the French aristocrat and navigator Louis de Freycinet. It was said that he had disguised his young wife Rose as a man for his voyage of exploration aboard the vessel L'Uranie,